scumbags!
That's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Throwing it down to Thursday night to throw down as Damian Lillard throws it down and drops 42. And the Portland Trailblazers will be playing in the play-in game mini-series to get into the NBA Finals. And the winner between the Memphis Grizzlies and the Portland Trailblazers will get LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and the Los Angeles Lakers. Normally, you would say an 8-1. The 8 has no chance, but Damian Lillard has a chance every time he steps up onto a court. And so does C.J. McCollum, who's been balling through some serious pain as well. An exhilarating game tonight in the bubble. Wow. Absolutely craziness, man. And I tell you what, you know, in today's day and age, right, people all want, like, hand sanitizer. You need masks. Well, you need a hazmat suit. Don't worry about a hazmat suit right now. You better get yourself a fire-like suit, all right? Because I tell you what, man, it's getting hot in here. And you better buckle up, man, because the NBA playoffs are going to be fire. Anybody could beat anybody, man. There's no home court. The Toronto Raptors are dropping 10.5 against this Brooklyn Net team. You want to lay 10.5 against this Net team? I don't. I don't care if this Net team was playing like that Last Dance Jordan stuff, all right? Like, give me the Nets and the 10.5. And oh, yeah, by the way, you know the Raptors never win game ones, huh? Never, ever, 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 ever. We'll get into the real numbers, but literally and fairly, the Raptors are like 3-14 maybe in game ones or something like that. Dude, they won the NBA championship last year, the Toronto Raptors, obviously, and they could again this year. But they won the championship last year. They lost the first game of the playoffs to the Orlando Magic. And then they won the next four. Like, they routinely lose the first game of playoff series. It's like, we'll get into the real numbers. It ain't pretty, man. It's going to be off the hook. 8-1. Yeah, Damian Lillard and the Portland Trailblazers, they're not grandma's normal 8 seed. All right, they're going to bring it. Carolina Hurricanes, they brought it. And, you know, the Carolina Hurricanes, Canes should get, like, credit for two wins, considering they're playing against two teams. They're playing against the Boston Bruins, and they're playing against the crooked National Hockey League referees as well. Now, I don't know what it is with the Boston sports teams. They're corrupt and dirty, yet they get a free pass. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rage a hole.
Sports Rage late night. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're throwing it down on a Thursday night throwdown, and it's been quite a night so far in the world of sport, as the NBA bubble has more than delivered. And you know, I read a story earlier in the day about the NBA and about the NBA bubble, in which it exceeded everybody's expectation. Like, the players, the league, like, basically, like, they didn't expect it to be like. Like, they thought there would be more problems. They thought there'd be more coronavirus problems. They thought, like, there would be sort of, you know, maybe energy issues, no fans, bubble. How is it going to play out? And you know what? I've told you guys this before. They don't miss us. You know, oh, fans. It's not a shame without fans. No, it's better for them. Like, they're putting on a better show without fans. Like, they don't miss us. They don't need us, right? If anything is being shown, right? And, guys, that, you know, that was just like the prequel to the NBA playoffs. Let's bring in Pete Yiannopoulos, who's going to be covering the NBA playoffs on RDS Television and kicking it with us when he's got time. But he's a very busy man, and he's going to be even busier over the next couple of months. former assistant coach with UMass, Minuteman regular contributor on the Rage. Pete Annapolis steps up. How you doing, Pete?
Hey, man. I'm doing excellent. Doing everything, Gabe. You're absolutely right. What a bubble so far. Incredible basketball.
Yeah, and I tell you what, like, if you're a basketball fan, like, hard not to be excited right now after what we saw tonight, too. It's like, wow, like, high drama between the Nets and people and the Blazers. And people wonder, well, how come the Blazers couldn't beat this Nets roster? Pete, you know, these people never played sports before. They don't understand what pressure is, right? Like, if you're Portland, man, you've got to win. It's different. Like, Brooklyn didn't need to win. Brooklyn were already in the playoffs. Brooklyn's just bombing threes and doing their thing. They got no stress. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, it's an interesting dynamic, but just deep down inside, you knew that Portland was going to find a way to win that basketball game. But let's just quickly start off with Brooklyn here, in which a lot of people basically thought they might go 0-8 in this bubble. Like, they lost, so, you know, they lost a bunch of players, and people said, oh, they're going to go 0-8. I swear, guys, check my tweet from, like, day one in their first game in the bubble. And I said, the Brooklyn Nets roster absences is one of the most overrated and overstated things ever. They made it out to BP. Oh, they don't have Kyrie Irving. They never had Kyrie Irving, bro. How many games did he play with this team? They never had Kyrie Irving. Oh, they don't have Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, the only time he's ever been in a uniform is for a photo op. DeAndre Jordan sucks. I can go down the list. Like, I brought it up. To me, it sucked that they lost Spencer Dinwiddie. Like, that was, like, that's what I saw. I was like, man. And there was another dude, too. There's another guy that they lost that was good. And I'm like, man, those two hurt, actually. Oh, Prince. I was like, yeah. I was like, man, those two hurt. But, like, I was like, doesn't matter, man. And the media made it out to be, oh, they're without six guys. KD never played for them. Kyrie Irving's never there, and he's a problem anyways. DeAndre Jordan sucks. I went down the list, and I even tweeted. I said they have Caris LeVert. They got Joe Harris. They got Allen. They have good chemistry. These guys have played together before. And here we are right now. Dangerous basketball team. And I'll tell you what, Pete. So the Toronto Raptors, defending champions, they get the Brooklyn Nets Monday, 4 o'clock Eastern. FanDuel opens up the Toronto Raptors, 10.5-point favorites. And, Pete, Toronto Raptors all-time record in playoff series and game ones, 2-14. They won the NBA title last year, yet lost to the Orlando Magic, as you know. What do you think about game one, Brooklyn-Toronto?
Well, it won't be easy for Toronto, that's for sure. And you mentioned Toronto's record in opening rounds. The game ones when they start the playoffs, but this process for the Brooklyn Nets, let's start with them. This started a couple of years ago, and it started with their head coach, Kenny Atkinson. For some reason, they decided to part ways. I think we know why, but we can talk about that next
because
year.
Because some jerk-off stars that aren't even playing there, they fired a coach.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Go on.
But Atkinson, you know, had this fight, this energy, this cohesion with the group last year when they made the playoffs without any superstars, right? Everybody written them off last year, and then this is just continuing. Jacques Vaughn has done a great job in the interim role. He was an assistant to Kenny Atkinson. And then you look the emergence of Caris LeVert. I mean, here's a guy, and you know, we talked about him while he was at Michigan, Gabe. This guy is an elite scorer. He's versatile. He could shoot the three. He could get to the basket. And he's coming off a grueling leg injury. And it seems like he hasn't missed a beat. Joe Harris is one of the best shooters in the NBA. I love what you said about DeAndre Jordan. I don't know why he started over Jared Allen. Allen's exactly what they want. Rebounds, defends, and has a good attitude. I think Dinwiddie really hurt them, but Kurucs is playing well. You know, Timothy Johnson off the bench could put up some points. This is a team that's going to scratch and claw. They're going to defend. They're going to move the basketball. And they kind of play a little bit like the Raptors. The ball moves. People are unselfish. And there's no pressure on them. You know, a lot of Toronto fans will say, well, okay, great, we got Brooklyn first round. You know, we got an easy one, but it won't be because there's no home court advantage. And the way these guys have been playing in the bubble, they have no fear. And I think right now they, you know, if you're the Brooklyn Nets, you're playing with free money. I think the 10.5-point line is extremely high for a neutral site game. The Raptors have been incredible, 6-1 in the bubble. They keep on winning. They're going to be the overwhelming favorites. I think the backcourt of Lowry and VanVleet, just the way they're able to dissect the defense, Raptors play with pace. They're the highest scoring team in transition. Brooklyn's going to try and slow them down. You saw a little junk defense. Can Pascal Siakam become that main guy? I think it's going to be an interesting series. I have Toronto taking it. Game one, always a lot of pressure. LeVert might go off. So I think Nick Nurse is going to have to really get it with his assistant coaches and devise a game plan to try and limit Caris LeVert because he's been outstanding.
You know, the Raptors will be up to the challenge, but it's going to be a battle. And, I think the Raptors understand that. They played Brooklyn before. And I remember Karups actually brought it up before they went into the bubble, actually. He said, we're not afraid of the Raptors. I remember tweeting. I was like, settle down, bro. I was like, you settle down. You got bigger problems to worry about the Raptors right now. And he said, we're not worried about the Raptors. We could beat them. And I saw Caris LeVert say this yesterday, that, we're not scared of the Raptors. And I believe them. As you stated, they're not scared of anybody. They're fearless, this team. They just, they don't care. And they're playing with house money. So you could make the same argument, and I've been bringing it up normally, like few and far between, Pete, like the eight beats the ones. Mutombo, we had the Mavericks in the Warriors series. But literally, over the last, 25 years, how many times did it happen? Like two, three times or whatever? It never happens. Can it be different this year? I don't see Orlando beating Milwaukee, but let's switch gears over to the Blazers right now. Yeah, it wasn't pretty tonight. They gave up a million points, but basketball games are like fights. It's all stylistic matchups. And we talk about, number one, playing with house money. Number two, the pressure is not on McCollum and Damian Lillard. It's on LeBron James and AD. Now, they got to get past Memphis first, but they only got to beat Memphis once. They come into this as the eighth seed right now. Can the Blazers beat the Lakers, or can they just hang with them? What do you think?
Well, 3-4 months ago, when I anticipated what the playoffs might look like and Portland trying to get that eighth spot, I thought I went on record and I said that Portland will beat the Lakers. I think that if Portland tried to finally figure it out, they got Nurkic healthy. We saw how he was so valuable down the stretch in the fourth quarter with his size and his length and his nice touch around the basket. So they're a better team than they were in the regular seasons. Collins is healthier. Melo's lost the weight. But I think right now, Portland has really put in a lot of mileage here in the bubble. They got to play an extra game, maybe two. So let's see.
Hold that. And that's the thing. Hold that thought. We'll bring in Teddy Covers in a minute or two here, and we'll expand our basketball panel. We'll keep Pete for one more segment. And I know Pete's got a lot of prep work to do. The playoff matchups are basically set right now. And, he's going to be covering this for RDS Television, breaking it down. Teddy Covers steps up in it. Sports Rage Late Night continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Portrait Late Night continues. I'm Morenci. 844-843-6879. We'll hit the pipelines a little bit later on. Thursday night throwdown, and it's been quite a throwdown. National Hockey League, NBA, crazy day, wild night of basketball in the NBA, and it's been a hell of a run in the bubble so far. We've got some point spreads for the playoffs as well. A lot of stuff to get to. As we go hologram style right now. I like it. Red Dwarf. Red Dwarf in the house. Teddy Cover steps up and in. Teddy, thank you very much for joining us. Teddy, Sports Memo in the house, Las Vegas. What's going on, Teddy?
Hey, how are you tonight, Gabe? Good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure. Teddy, say hello to Pete Annapolis, who's going to hang out with us for a segment. Pete, old friend of ours, former assistant with the UMass Minutemen, RDS Television, analyst as well. So we're just talking right now. So, Teddy, we're just talking about the Brooklyn Nets and the Raptors. Opening number is 10.5 at FanDuel for game one. of the series. What do you make of the number? And, you know, what do you make of this Brooklyn team? And, you know, we brought up the fact that the Raptors are 2-14 historically. I don't know if that matters to you, if that interests you. They actually even lost last year, game one to Orlando in the playoffs. 2-14 in game one's a playoff series, Teddy. But, you know, what do you make of the opening number at 10.5?
My number's shorter than that. And this is the first time hearing these opening numbers. So I'm fascinated with what you're telling me. So my point spread power rating, Toronto-Brooklyn, is a flat 7. I had a big bet on the Nets tonight. I was glad to have a big bet on the Nets tonight. And I remember Toronto losing last year, and I know all the struggles they've had in the game one. Jeez, first, I mean, this is just literally just off the top of my head, but I'm probably more inclined to take with Brooklyn than I am to lay with Toronto in that game. Let's see.
Yeah,
although I'm in no rush to step in front of the Raptors right now. I'm really not.
2-14. That's the problem. And interesting, Pete, that Teddy just said his power rankings, his numbers have it at 7. And you brought up an interesting point, Pete. You said 10.5 is a lot, specifically on a neutral court.
Yeah, no question. I think that the Nets are playing with free money. They have a lot of confidence that they've been in the bubble. I think the Raptors are a team that understand after winning the championship last year that they've exercised those demons and they don't really think about, you know, winning or losing a first round or first game in a series. But I think the Raptors are a team that are dominant in transition. They're a team that are really focused defensively. So how could they stop Caris LeVert? How could they stop the outside shooting of Joey Harris? At the same time, how will the Nets try and stop that ball movement that the Raptors have? And defensively, I think Ibaka and Gasol are rested. They're going to give problems inside. It's going to be a lot more difficult. It's not just one person that will slow down or stop Caris LeVert. It's a team collective effort defensively. But again, neutral court, you know, 10.5 points, I find that extremely high for game one for the Raptors.
So let me ask, I'll ask you, Pete, and then I'll throw it to you, Teddy. I'll run through the matchups right now. And for the record, so the Portland Trailblazers, 7-point favorites over the Memphis Grizzlies. And the Blazers come into this as the 8 seed. So they only need to win once. Memphis now need to beat them twice. Pete, do you think they beat them in this game? Does Portland take care of business? Or is this another sweat job like it was tonight against the Nets?
Well, like I said earlier, Portland's been playing Game 7 since the bubble started, and they've exercised a lot of energy, not only physically but mentally. C.J. McCollum, a little bit injured with his back, but played really well tonight with 25 points. They'll take care of Memphis. I think Memphis gave it all today against a depleted Milwaukee team without Giannis. I think that with the Grizzlies, defensively, Dylan Brooks, the Canadian, leads the NBA in fouls. He's their starting two guard. How will he even come close to trying to slow down or stop Damian Lillard or C.J. McCollum? They're going to exploit that matchup every single time. The Grizzlies will have trouble scoring. Ja Morant's field goal percentage has gone extremely down. The only hope is JV getting him the ball inside. He's been very efficient, triple-double for him today. But I think that Portland right now, they're locked in. They should take care of business on Saturday.
Teddy, what do you make of this game after tonight, the 10.5? And listen, I was on the Nets tonight as well. Are you inclined? Are you in a rush to bet the Grizzlies right now at plus 7?
I'm not laying with Portland, I'll tell you that. You know, I mean, you can't lay points in the NBA playoffs with teams that don't play defense. All right, and especially when you're not, I mean, it's one thing if it's a point or two. And, you know, they're going to win the game. When you start talking about three positions for a team that doesn't play defense, and a team, again, I mean, a great point with the fact that Blazers have played, you know, 8 game 7s in a row now or whatever it is, you know.
They seemed exhausted mentally after the game. You're right. They were drained.
That was my whole take on Brooklyn tonight was as Portland's been playing these balls-to-the-wall games, and it's – when you and then all of a sudden you're laying a price with that like it was tonight. I mean, I thought my number for tonight's game was much shorter than the market as well. I think I just have Brooklyn power rated higher than the broader markets do right now, and that served me very well. So I'm not going to be changing it. But my number for Portland-Memphis is the 7, is the very same number. And I would expect I think money will come from Brooklyn. This isn't a mature market yet. I don't think that we're going to see Toronto go off 10.5. And I would expect with this number, my power rating is 7. I'm sure people have the Blazers a little bit higher. I would be surprised if this number comes in the broader market a little bit higher as well.
Yeah, I agree. I think it'll go up. All right, let me run through the series is here, guys. I'll throw it to you first, Pete, and Pete will just be us for a couple of more minutes. Then Teddy will kick it with us. So I'll just run through the matchups. We got Brooklyn, Toronto, Philadelphia, Boston, Dallas Mavericks and the Clippers. Yeah, that should be a fun one. Orlando, Milwaukee, Indiana, Miami Heat, Houston Rockets, Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, Pete, the Chris Paul dynamic and the Harden dynamic is interesting. Yet Chris Paul, like, it seems to be enemies with everybody in the NBA, right? So, you know, it seems to be the theme. Westbrook is injured right now, but out of all these series, is, you know, which one are you looking at? And you're like, man, that's going to be a battle, like that. That's going to be a battle. And oh yeah, we got Miami Heat and the Pacers, Denver, and Utah as well. Which one are you most looking forward to seeing here, Pete, and why?
Well, there's going to be a lot of interesting series. You mentioned a lot of them. I mean, you know, Indiana, Miami are going to be great. I think OKC, Houston, you know, Lugans Dor against James Harden. How will Houston play without Westbrook the first couple of games? But I'll tell you one thing. Clippers, Dallas. Everybody and their mother is going to be on the Clippers, and rightfully so. I think when they're healthy, they're probably the most complete team and deep team in the NBA. But watch out for Dallas. This will not be an easy series. Luka is playing outstanding. Kristaps Porzingis is averaging 30 points, 10 rebounds in 6 games in the bubble. He's been lights out. You know, Curry, Hardaway Jr. has been playing well. I think the Clippers should win this series, but I anticipate this going 6 to 7 games. I just don't see the chemistry with Kawhi. You see him getting frustrated when he doesn't get the ball inside. The ball's not moving like Doc Rivers wants. But watch out for that series. And Luka right now, he could be one of the 5 best players in the NBA. This series will be longer than most people expect it to be.
Teddy, what's your take on that? And does that one catch your eye? The Mavericks, and I brought this up earlier today, Teddy, about Kawhi. And listen, Kawhi used to sort of be, you know, the team guy. He does everything. And listen, I'm not bashing him. He's the best player in the NBA, in my opinion. But he has turned into a ball hog. He's turned into a Kobe Bryant type. The ball goes to him, and it dies. It stops there. And, you know, we saw his reaction when he didn't get the ball. We've been talking, me and Pete have been talking about this for months, about how he's not gelling in the same way. Like, the Clippers aren't the Raptors. They're much more immature. We see them chirping at Dame Lillard when, you know, Beverly and George have never accomplished anything before either. Are the Clippers vulnerable? And, you know, what do you think about that series, Teddy?
So it's funny that you asked that, because I think the Clips get out of the first round against Dallas. I really do. And I'm not convinced that the first round series goes to the distance. You know, that's not unusual. You know, maybe you see one in the first round. I mean, I think the light, like, Miami's going to take care of Indiana. That's one I'm confident of. It. You know, these 4 or 5 matchups. OKC Houston might be real interesting. That's one that stands.
I think the Thunder beat them.
Yeah, I mean, from a game-in, game-out point spread perspective, I'm confident I'm going to be looking at the OKC side in that game or in that series.
But for the record, Teddy, let me just jump in. Rockets open up 1.5-point favorites in game one.
Yeah, I'm seeing that's – and we don't know yet who's going for Houston. So, I mean, in terms of the injury situation, I don't think we're going to see I'm sure we're not going to see Westbrook game one, and yet we're still seeing the Rockets as chalk there, which tells us what the markets continue. I mean, OKC's been as good or the best bet in the NBA all year from a point spread perspective. I wouldn't be surprised if that holds true against a Houston team with that could be vulnerable. But the Clippers will beat the Mavs, but I do think the Mavs will give them a series. But you're talking about Kawhi, the ball dies with Kawhi? Would you take Kawhi on your team now or not as a stud? I would.
Yeah, I would. But it doesn't mean he's gelling with the players that he has, that he's playing with right now. P, Pete Annapolis, RDS Television, will continue this. Yeah, like I said, I'm not bashing Kawhi, but Nick Nurse kissed his ass so much, and they let him do whatever he wants. He just got the ball all the time, right? Like, he, you know, you look at his assists. Pete Annapolis, RDS Television. Time always flies too much, Pete, when you're kicking it with us. I look forward to watching you. I look forward to catching up with you. Let's talk some hoops. Pete Annapolis, thanks, Pete.
Thanks, guys.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
My name's Bobby and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi,
Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Okay, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
All right, let's roll. Speaking of bad gamblers, let's all become better gamblers and learn from Teddy Covers. Straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada, kicking it with us. Exciting night, exciting day, exciting NBA run in the bubble. NBA comes back. A lot of people wondered, how is it going to go in a bubble? It's been over the top cool. The games have been very exciting. There's been a lot of drama. There's been a lot of players stepping up. And so basically hot off the presses, old school style. We've got opening numbers right now. And I like how Teddy, when I throw numbers at Teddy, he sometimes sounds grumpy or disgruntled, doesn't agree with a number. I didn't make the number, all right, Covers?
I'm just reading them,
bro. I'm just reading them, bro. You know what I'm saying? You're like, what? Oh, seven, huh? All right. Say, like, bro, I didn't make the number, Teddy, right?
Yeah, I mean, so what can I say? I'm a grumpy guy, you know?
That's why I love it. That's why we get along. All right, so... So here, these are the opening numbers, Teddy, for the playoff games we've got right now. So playoff game, whatever, play-in game, Portland Trailblazers Saturday night, -7. Let's get into the no totals yet. Let's get into the games. Denver Nuggets. I'll rattle them off and then sort of tell me your thoughts. You can sort of let it sink in and go, all right, well, wow, all right. So we got Portland Trailblazers -7. Denver Nuggets, game one, -3.5 over the Utah Jazz. Toronto Raptors, -10.5 over the Brooklyn Nets. Boston Celtics, -4 versus the Philadelphia 76ers. LA Clippers, -4.5. And you can tell by my surprise that, wow, only a short number on the clip show here. Milwaukee Bucks, -10. Wow. Another short number, it feels. I don't know. I can't wait for Teddy's takes here. Miami Heat, -4.5. Houston Rockets, -1.5. My initial, Justin, I couldn't hide it in my voice. Surprised the Clippers aren't a little bit more favored? Could argue maybe the Boston Celtics should be bigger chalk as well. What's your impression of the numbers?
Let's go through them one at a time. So start from the top. I'm literally looking at my power ratings right in front of me. So I'll give you number compared to the market number right now.
Denver Nuggets -3.5. What do you think? Seems high to me.
Nuggets against Utah. I've got the number 4 as my power rating, and my gut reaction is to take Denver in every game. I would be surprised they sweep them.
Really? Really? You think they're just going to overmatch them, huh? Too much talent
Denver's
for the Jazz?
Really good. Okay, don't underestimate how good Denver is or how deep they are. Utah is not on the same level as Denver, not even close.
All right, so we talked about the Raptors and the Nets. Feels a little high, 10.5, although it's tough. You know, the Raptors, as good as Brooklyn are, the Raptors can also just, like, suffocate them and hold them to 89 points, Teddy, too, right? Betting against the Raptors is like, you know, playing on train tracks with headphones on.
And there's truth to that. I mean, when you talk about the difference between these 8 quote-unquote seeding games and what we're going to see starting this weekend and next week in the NBA, the difference is we're going to see defense. And the teams that know how to play it
have a big advantage over the teams that don't. And we saw a little bit of defense in the seeding games. I would expect this next round, or you know, as we get into the post in the playoffs, the teams that play D win series, and the teams that don't go home. So we'll see a little bit of D or a little bit more defense. I'll be interested to see how the markets react total wise, being that scoring's been, you know, through the roof so far in the bubble. But you know, playoff defensive intensity is a little bit different than regular season, I think.
Very good point. I mean, they're not going to be posting 240. It's going to be curious, right? They could be way off. And you know it as well as I do, right? Totals are always the soft spot for books, aren't they? Except they're also vulnerable for bettors, too, because they're so volatile. You know, I've read a lot of good odds makers talk about how, like, college totals are just killers for them. Like, they'll be off sometimes by 28 points. You see it in the NBA sometimes. They are as well. It's just that totals are a volatile market, Teddy.
And what you're going to see, okay, is if a total is mispriced at the start of the series, let's just say, I don't know, whoever, they hang a 231 and, you know, game one is 201, you know.
Yeah.
Game two, the adjustment's not going to be 31 points, you know.
No.
It'll be a little bit down.
Two or three, yeah. Yeah, you remember, Teddy, you're right.
Exactly.
Like, remember, like, Houston and Golden State, they kept putting the numbers up a couple of years ago, 228, 228. Every damn game was 214. It's like, guys, you're way off on this. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. So what the beauty of NBA playoff betting is that when the markets make a mistake at the beginning, it's exploitable the whole way through a series. I would not be surprised to see some of the totals mispriced. And I would think that there's a potential for totals that you're going to bet game one and game two and game three and game four before the markets catch up to where they should be.
And, you know, it's interesting. Remember last week I brought up what I liked about the hockey, that basically every game is the same number. It's the same point spread because there's no home ice. And I sort of liked it as well, because if you like a team, and especially if they're dog, you keep getting them at a good number over and over and over and over again. Which is pretty cool. So Boston Celtics, Teddy, you know, Celtics and the Sixers have a great history. I remember being a kid watching Dr. J and Bird and all that type of stuff. And, you know, Anguissa and Maurice Cheeks and, you know, the drill, Moses Malone, you know, great, great, great rivalry. Boston Philly's always been a great rivalry in any sport over the years. What do you make of this? Do the Sixers have a chance in this series? Are the injuries too much? Does Brett Brown suck as much as everybody says he does? I know there's a lot of questions in there, but is this price short with the Celtics or this, you know, what do you make of it? Like, to me, the Celtics, I fear the Celtics is a Raptor fan. Like, I think they're dangerous, and I know the Raptors could lose a 7-game series to the Celtics, but I also know the Celtics are, like, capable of losing to anybody else as well. I don't know. I have a hard time reading the Celtics, and I don't trust the Sixers. What do you make of the series and the point spread here, -4?
So my number is 5, and I take a point away from Philly every time they're not playing at home. So really my number 6.
Yeah.
So I personally think it's a little bit cheap. And let's see what's up with Embiid. I mean, we know we lost Simmons. Embiid's not right now either. I don't want any part of Philadelphia at this moment. Not that the Sixers aren't capable, and let's see what they do early on in this series. But, you know, I mean, Philly is a threat to win the series. Philly is a threat to lose, you know, to get swept. Certainly when it comes to which team do you trust, we trust Boston a lot more. But, you know, Philly plays – when the Sixers are playing defense, and they have played defense for stretches, there's potential there. But Boston's much more of the finished product. You know, Philly continues to be the work in progress with the potential. And the teams like that, the postseason, sometimes they click. Most of the times they go home.
Mavericks, Clippers, 4.5 here as well. This one surprised me a little bit. Maybe I'm overestimating the Clippers, but I'm not, because I'm, you know, I'm Mr. Kawhi Leonard, Teddy, and I wasn't bashing him earlier. But at the same point in time, I do think there's a little chemistry issues there. And I do think, you know, listen, remember earlier in the year, there were stories, and Harrell, like, said, no, it's not true. We don't, like, there were reports all Clipper players don't like the preferential treatment, and Doc Rivers just kisses his ass so much. And Harrell said, not true. He came out on Twitter, and he said, fact is, you know, we were a bunch of dudes last year that were all sort of sharing the ball. He kind of called it out. He said, a lot of us sort of stand around now, and we, you know, we don't really figure it out. And it's kind of true. And it just, it is what it is, right? And it took Kawhi and the Raptors a while to sort of get that chemistry going because he missed 22 games as well. I just think the Clippers are missing a little bit of chemistry. Like, I think the Clippers are more of a threat next year, like, than they are right now. But I still think they're the best team in the West, Teddy, if you understand what I'm saying. They're vulnerable, but they're good. So, yeah, you know what I mean?
Which is why I think if you're taking a long shot, you look at Denver. You know, because the Lakers are vulnerable.
I agree with that.
And the Clippers are vulnerable. You know, I genuinely believe that both of those teams could be beat. And Dallas could beat the Clippers. But, again, in the postseason, the teams that have been there and have that experience, it really is an edge. How many times did the Raptors lose before they finally won that title? You don't go from nothing to something in the postseason. The process is, first you lose in the first round for a couple of years, you know.
Even Jordan went through it, bro. Even Michael Jordan went through it, Teddy. You're right. There's a vicious process to this of pain.
Steph Curry went through it. You know, the dynasties go through it. The mediocre teams go through it, whatever it is. But it's certainly a situation where I think Dallas could give. I expect those games to be fun and competitive, and the point spread's telling you we can expect some tight games. But I don't know that Dallas has enough to get over the top in a 7-game series. I do think they'll give them a battle.
Yeah, Kawhi's going to raise it up a notch in the playoffs too. So, Bucks
and PG is pretty good too.
Yeah, I know. I think he's a jerk, but yeah, he's damn good. Milwaukee Bucks minus 10. What do you make of this number, Teddy? There's a little shine coming off the Bucks right now.
Milwaukee to me is fascinating going into the postseason because I genuinely don't know how to power rate the Bucks right now. I still haven't power rated the top.
I think they're overrated.
The Clips and the Lakers.
Let me just throw it in there. I'll throw it in there. I think they're overrated, personally. But go on.
If you watch the Bucks play at any point in the bubble, you don't have the Bucks at the top, you know? And I have to give them credit for what they did during the regular season. But that team wasn't elite over the last 8 games. And that's, you know, I mean, they certainly have the right opponent.
You know, it is, Teddy, though. I talk about coaches' quotes, and you're right about Orlando, but there were a couple of times Budenholzer said, yeah, we were sloppy last night, but we're getting on track tonight. We're taking this seriously. And then it was again. Like, dude, I watched that almost every game. Every interview he did, he was pissed, man. You know what I mean? Like, I remember once they did a softball with him against the Raptors. All your bench players have stepped up. He's like, not really. Like, he's like, not really. He goes, we got a lot of things wrong. Like, he seemed like concerned. He's got a concerned look on his face, bro. You got Giannis, who's, you know, used to be Mr. Nice Guy. He's feeling pressure. He's like mad, headbutting people. They're feeling the heat, Teddy.
And let's not forget, all it takes is an early playoff loss, and they can get Giannis into a big media market, and the Bucks are done. You know, that's all it takes, you know?
Oh, he's gone. It's over. Yeah, bullish. That's that. Yeah.
You know, and again,
but it can also
West,
murder these guys by 47. I think the number is too low. I think they're vulnerable, but I think it's too low.
Well, yeah, Orlando's rough, dude. I don't want any part of Orlando. I cashed my only ticket with them in the bubble tonight, and that was a freaking sweat in a game they should have dominated. The Magic are not a team that I trust to do anything in the postseason.
So you said we got 30 seconds here before the break, and then we got about 2 minutes, 3 minutes on the other side. You said you like the Miami Heat over the Pacers a lot in the series.
Yeah.
They're 4.5-point favorites in game one.
Yeah, and you know, my number is only, I think, 5 for that game. It's actually shorter than that. My number's 3 for that game, and I don't care. It's Miami or pass in every game.
More Teddy covers on the other side, sportsmemo.com. You know who he is, damn it. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Sports Rage late night. I am Renzi. Level one winding down. Flew by. Teddy Covers kicking it with us right now. SportsMemo.com. You can find him on Twitter, of course. Teddy Covers. Ted Savransky. So, Teddy, one last point spread, and we briefly mentioned it earlier. Doesn't look like, I don't know, it doesn't sound like Westbrook's going to be there for a little while, to be honest. Might miss more than just game one of this series. Oklahoma City, Teddy, were the best team against the point spread in the NBA. And it started off because they were covering as underdogs, but then, you know, they were made favorite. Then they were like pick'ems and they were winning, and then they were favorites and they were covering. I'm a big Billy Donovan fan. I like the makeup of the roster. I like the players. I think they beat them. I think they're going to beat the Houston Rockets, bro.
I mean, my number for the series, you know, my power rating differential is 2 points. And that's 2 points with a healthy Westbrook.
Yep.
So, if Westbrook's not healthy, and then to me, that's the key to the series, that and whether OKC can get it done on the perimeter defensively. But I certainly look at the Rockets as a vulnerable team, not a team that's primed to go on a extended postseason run.
Can you believe it that Westbrook and Chris Paul, like, they exchanged places and they're going to play each other now, maybe in the playoffs? Unbelievable storyline. Look, what great storylines we have coming into the playoffs here, Teddy.
Look, the NBA product has been good, flat out good. I mean, you compare the NBA product to the MLB product since the restart, and there's not much of a comparison. You know what I mean?
The NBA didn't say, well, we'll play a game to 3.5 quarters now if it's tied.
Exactly. And it's paid. And the NBA piped in sound is better as well.
Yeah, you know, just everything they do, Teddy's good, right? Like, they really, like you said, you know what I like about the NBA? They adjust. I remember, like, the first couple of days in the bubble, I'm like, it's a little dry to the eye here. Come on, do a little better. And then, you know, a couple of days later, it was brighter and this, and, like, they know. They pay attention to everything. Teddy, so do you. It's great. It's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks for coming on. Look forward to catching up with you next week, and we'll be into the playoffs. We'll be, man, some of these series could be wrapping up already. Thanks, Teddy.
Pleasure's mine, Gabe.
Ed Savransky, SportsMemo.com, Sports Rage Late Night, continues.